Contrapunctus number 12 from the Art of Fugue by J.S. Bach. And it ends tonight's edition of Words and Music. The readers were Derek Jacobi and Leslie Manville, and the programme was produced by Jessica Isaacs. Just a reminder that all the details of readings and music featured in the programme are available on the Radio 3 website, bbc.co.uk/Radio 3. And you can also find there that you can listen again to the programme for the next 7 days. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's just gone 11:30. Time now for Jazz Lineup with Julian Joseph.
Hello from the stables, Wavendon, where Jazz Lineup is once again taking part in the Music in the Garden series. We've been here on two previous occasions to broadcast from the garden, and this year is a very special one indeed, as we pay our own individual tribute to the music of the late Sir John Dankworth. On stage for this special edition of the programme is the Million Dollar Big Band, directed by Alec Dankworth. Later, we'll be hearing a rare performance of the Suite Million Dollar Collection, written by Sir John in the 70s, but first Alec Dankworth has assembled a million-dollar band to perform tunes from his own generation big band Pad, all in the presence of his mother, Dame Cleo Lane. The band are on trumpets Noel Langley, Freddie Gavita, Robbie Robson. Henry Lowther will be playing trumpet and violin eventually. Trombones, you've got Barnaby Dickinson, Matthias Eskilson, and Dave Powell playing the tuba. On the saxophones, Andy Panay, Martin Hathaway, Tim Garland, and Julian Siegel. And the rhythm, Ralph Salmons is playing the drums, Jim Hart is on vibes, Tom Corley is on the piano, and directing from the bass, Mr. Alec Dankworth. They begin with a composition by Sir John called The Maggot. Thank you. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the Million Dollar Big Band and The Maggot, written by John Dankworth with solos from Andy Panay on a C melody saxophone, Martin Hathaway on the alto, Jim Hart on the vibes, and Robbie Robson on the trumpet. Let me just quickly talk to Alec and ask him, what's The Maggot about?
I think the maggot is just a little idea that gets stuck in your brain, and it won't. Well, it's a very short idea, maybe one or two notes, two or three notes, and hopefully you heard that little idea going through the entire that whole piece. And it's a good way of getting rid of the little idea out of your head by writing a big band chart for it.
Superb. What are we going to hear next?
One of the founder members of the Generation Band was Tim Garland. And we're going to continue now with one of Tim's pieces. And every time we say goodbye, and I think it's going to feature Tim on the tenor saxophone.
Thank you.
The Cole Porter classic, taken through unusual turns in the hands of arranger and tenor man Tim Garland. That was Every Time We Say Goodbye, with solos from Tom Corley on the piano, Tim Garland himself on the tenor saxophone, and Jim Hart on the vibraphone. We've come to the last piece in the first set.
We have indeed.
And it's called I've Got Rheumatics.
Yes. John used to enjoy play on words, and this is no exception. And it's actually based on the chord sequence of a very famous tune, which hopefully one can guess, but if not, I'll tell you. It's I've Got Rhythm.
We'll be right back.
I Got Rheumatics, composed by John Dankwith, with Alec Dankwith on the bass as he directs the Million Dollar Band. And our soloists were Martin Hathaway on soprano saxophone, Matthias Eskilsson and Barnaby Dickinson, Julian Siegel on the baritone, Tom Corley on the piano, Ralph Salmons on the drums, and that host of trumpets that Alec talked about, Henry Lowther, Freddie Gavita, Noel Langley, and Robbie Robson. This is a special edition of Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Julian Joseph, coming from the Music in the Garden series in Wavendon. And so too, Million Dollar Collection. It's a suite for large ensemble written by John Dankwith in 1967. It followed his previous suites for big band, What the Dickens, and Zodiac Variations. The pieces are inspired by the paintings by Mondrian, Toulouse-Lautrec, Picasso, and Hogarth, among others. Alec Dankwith has assembled this new band to perform the suite in its entirety, and the work is in 10 movements. And to give us a conductor's eye view of the work, here is Alec Dankwith, who will direct from the double bass, to tell us more. Alec.
Yeah, well, I'm just discovering about this suite myself, and it's based on various paintings that John was inspired to write about. Apparently, it was Cleo who was the art collector, and there are quite a few paintings in the house, and a couple of them I remember, and as a child, he was also experimenting with tone rows, 12 tone rows, and that is the sort of musical equivalent of Sudoku, in which you have to fit all 12 notes of the scale into one melody. So there's quite a few, 4 or 5 of the pieces are use that technique. And over the last few days, I've learned more about modern art and the history of art than I have in the last 50 years. So I hope you enjoy the music you're about to hear.
The Million Dollar Collection by Sir John Dankwith, and they open with the first movement, Winter Scene. Thank you.
Yeah, that was Winter Scene, and it was inspired by a painting by Hendrik Averkamp, who was a Dutch landscape painter, and he did a lot of his paintings, including people skating on frozen lakes. Anyway, it had a sort of a chill to it, didn't it, the opening scene? That featured Barnaby Dickinson on the trombone. Next, we come to Paul Klee, who was a modern artist. And this next piece, it sort of reflects his bright and colourful artistry, and it's called Sailor. Thank you. That featured Robbie Robson on the trumpet. We now come to an English artist. His name is Derek Greaves. And he used to live in Woburn, very close to Wavendon here. And he was a friend of Mum and Dad's. And Jackie and I used to hang out with his kids. He has become a very well-known British artist. And this next piece is named after one of his paintings. It's called Two-Piece Flower. And it's going to feature Henry Lowther on the violin.
Two-Piece Flower featuring Henry Lowther on the violin. And Alec, what texturally was John after there?
I can describe the painting. The painting is a diptych, I think it's called. It's in two halves. And on one side, on one part of the, there's an outline of a flower, huge outline of a single flower, but it's in black and white. And then on the other part of the painting, there are all the colours. So it's sort of a mix and match, really. You should choose your own colours and chuck them on the other side and colour the flower yourself, you see. So it's two pieces.
Little Girl in Blue, what's the inspiration for that?
For Little Girl in Blue was inspired by a Modigliani painting. I guess John felt that there was a sort of a childlike quality. And so this... next piece has an innocent quality to it.
This is Little Girl in Blue.
Thank you.
That was Martin Hathaway on the flute there. This next one is inspired by the artist called Mondrian. And his paintings typically were a white background with some very thin black lines crisscrossed over it, and then selected bits of square blocks of colour added. So this piece is called Composition with Colour.
Thank you.
Matthias Eriksson on trombone and Freddy Gavita on the trumpet, taking solos. And coming up, we have Julian Siegel, Henry Lowther, and Tom Corley on this next tune, which was inspired by a Manet painting. It's called Face in a Crowd.
Thank you.
Face in a Crowd, inspired by the French impressionist Manet. And that was taken from the Million Dollar Collection, part six, that is. And the solos featured Julian Siegel on the tenor, Henry Lowther on the flugelhorn, and Tom Corley on the piano. Alec, La Clownesse.
La Clownesse has been inspired by the artist Toulouse-Lautrec. And he was the one who did a lot of paintings in and around the Moulin Rouge. And it was inspired by a particular one of his paintings, that of a clown, a clowness, I guess. She was quite a sort of a macho-looking clown, and the sort of clown that you might see on the front cover of Vogue magazine these days. Her name was Cha U Cao. Thank you. The next one, Hieronymus Bosch. This one's a triptych, and the centre panel has a depiction of Earth. And on the left, there's a depiction of heaven, and then on the right, there's a depiction of hell. And this is called Garden of Delight.
Thank you.
That was Garden of Delights, a view of earth, heaven and hell. Tim Garland did a hellish solo on there. Now we come to one of my favourite artists, Picasso. And this one is inspired by a painting called Mother and Child. And it's a fairly un-Picasso-like painting. And this one's called Madonna. Julian Siegel on the tenor saxophone.
Madonna, inspired by Picasso from the Million Dollar Collection, featuring on tenor saxophone Julian Siegel. Beautiful. And so we come to the final movement, Alec, called Hogshead of Hogarth.
I think everyone knows of Hogarth. He was a 17th century roundabout. Yeah, Noel Langley said he was a 17th century roundabout, but he's not. He was a 17th century painter, an engraver, cartoonist, satirist and critic. A lot of his engravings featured musicians. Hogshead of Hogarth.
Thank you.
Final movement, Hogshead of Hogarth, from the Sweet Million Dollar Collection, written by Sir John Dankworth and directed from the bass by his son Alec, with a new band created specially for the occasion, the Million Dollar Band. You heard solos there from Andy Panay on the alto saxophone. And Freddie Gavita on the trumpet. Let me just quickly run through the members of the band. On trumpets, Noel Langley, Freddie Gavita, Robbie Robson, Henry Lowther. Trombones, Matthias Eskilsson, Barnaby Dickinson. On the tuba, Dave Powell. On saxophones, Andy Panay, Martin Hathaway, Tim Garland, and Julian Siegel. And in the rhythm section, Ralph Salmons on the drums, Jim Hart on the vibes, Tom Corley on the piano, and Alec Dankworth on the bass. That ends this special edition of Jazz Lineup, coming from the Music in the Garden series at the Stables in Wavendon. Our thanks to the Dankworth family and management for making us welcome once again. Jazz Lineup next week features the last in our series of piano duets, and at the Steinways this time, our British musician Alex Hutton across the piano lid from Korean virtuoso Yuni, playing both originals and standards. The young British pianist Kit Downes has featured in many bands broadcast over the past 12 months, including Troika and the Golden Age of Steam, and Jazz on 3 tomorrow night play an exciting set from his own trio recorded at the Cheltenham Jazz Festival with Callum Gawley on double bass and James Madron on drums. Till next time from me, Julian Joseph, bye-bye.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and this is Music Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. Collegium Vocale Ghent is the ensemble founded by Philippe Hennewecker in 1970, and for the next hour, we'll hear a concert that they gave at the Saintes Festival in the southwest of France in July 2009. They begin with one of Handel's Chandos anthems. The name comes from James Bridges, Earl of Carnarvon and later Duke of Chandos, who lived in the mansion of Canons near Edgware in North London. Handel wrote 11 anthems and a Te Deum for him in 1717 and 18, and the third of the anthems sets words from Psalm 51. Joining Collegium Vocale here are the soprano Hanna Blazikova and the tenor Hans-Jörg Mammel.
Thank you.